News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Security forces killed at least 9 opponents of Myanmar's February 1st coup Friday, a funeral service and media said, as Indonesia urged an end to violence and Western ambassadors condemned what they call the military's immoral, indefensible actions. Police and soldiers have used increasingly violent tactics to suppress demonstrations by supporters of detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. But that has not deterred the protesters, and crowds turned out again Friday. Security forces opened fire in a confrontation in the central town of Ong Bon as they tried to clear a protesters' barricade, media and a witness reported. The spokesperson for the junta was not immediately available for comment, but has previously said, "Security forces have used force only when necessary." The Biden administration resumes its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China Friday. The first high-level U.S.-China talks of the administration got off to a fiery start Thursday, with both sides leveling sharp rebukes of the other's policies in a rare display that underscored the level of bilateral tension. The run-up to the meeting in Anchorage, Alaska, which followed visits by U.S. officials to allies Japan and South Korea, was marked by a flurry of moves by Washington that showed it was taking a tough stance and blunt talk from Beijing. The Biden administration has made clear that it's looking for a change of behavior from China, which has expressed hope to reset relations that had worsened drastically under former President Donald Trump. U.S. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Asian American leaders during their visit to the southern city of Atlanta, Georgia, Friday, offering support to the community after Tuesday's shooting deaths of 8 people, 6 of whom were Asian women. This is VOA News. The European Union's drug regulatory